strange. No, it's going to be weird. Columbia. I went to a Columbia summer program in high school because I thought it would help me get in. It didn't. I went to your safety school, NYU. I was pre-med finance at NYU, and here I am. Life comes at you hard, kids. Stay in college as long as you can. This is dope. Hi, how are you? This is the VIP table. Oh, yeah. Oh, this whole section?
Oh yeah.
The student loan table is in the back. Hell yes, college debt is the best. You don't really gotta pay it. You just keep gotta deferring it until you die. This is so weird. I'm very excited. How many of you are engineering students? I'm a generation older than y'all. Do I have to give like a trigger warning? Is that like the new thing? There's gonna be a lot of racist shit, I'm gonna say. Some of it might be sexist. You gotta be ready for it. This is the real world. You said you boo. I'm a minute in. It's gonna get worse. Where are you from? You're from New York? I'm from New York too. This is my favorite place on planet. I've been here for 14 years. It's a long time. It's the best city in the world. I've been a lot of places. It's the best city on the planet. And I know this because 3 winters ago, we went 11 days without a murder and it made the news. Do you remember that? Do you know why? Because it was too cold. That's how confident New York's murderers are. Every murderer stepped outside for 11 days in a row was like, nah, we good today, man. We don't care. Let this beef thaw out. We'll get them tomorrow. And that's a remarkable thing, because there's a billion reasons to kill someone every day. I wanted to kill someone on the way here. I had my arm up on the one train, and I put deodorant on in the morning, but that shit wears off. And these two old ladies from the hot zone, and I heard them whisper, you know it's not in their culture to wear deodorant. Yeah, but we do speak English, right? I never want to kill two bitches more in my life. I'll get them tomorrow, but I will let this beef still out. What's your name? Lisa, you're gonna be my go-to talk person. Congratulations. You ride the train a lot? You go to Columbia. What are you studying? Pre-med and psych. What's your diagnosis? What's that? Anxious? Me? Oh, yeah. What do you need to know? I'm pretty sarcastic, is what my therapist tells me. From that I have anger issues because my dad left when I was 2. Yeah, do Asians have divorced parents? 1 or 2? What does y'all know? It's weird. It's weird. You tell a white person your parents are divorced, they're like, yeah, you want a cookie or something? Tell an Asian person your parents are divorced, like, oh my God, are you okay? This is right. My dad left when I was 2, but I mean, I deserved it. I was a terrible 2-year-old. I loved Legos as a kid. We had blue carpet. I would hide blue Legos in the blue carpet because I thought it was funny to watch him step on it. But he thought it was funny to give me abandonment issues, so he won. He won that battle, which I'm fairly sarcastic. I was online for the bathroom over here, and one of you came up and asked me if I was waiting. I said, no, I like to watch. I'm sorry if I offended. That's just who I am as a person. Anyone from Jersey? Yeah! I mean, it's such a weird thing to be that proud of. Jersey! Our commutes to New York are manageable. I'm from Jersey too. I'm the Jersey breed of Indian, which is like a strange breed because people talk about racism a lot. I didn't really experience, I experienced words of racism, but it's hard to be racist to an Indian person when there's 40 other Indian people with that person at all times. All my cousins live in Jersey. If someone said some shit to me that was racist, the next day there'd be 40 of us wearing like express shirts and big hair gel, looking like cell phone kiosk operators. That's how we roll. I got into a fight 2 weeks ago because someone was talking some shit and they were smoking a Juul, and I don't take shit from people that smoke USB ports. So, if you're gonna get cancer, get it the real way. But every time I get into a fight, last time I got into a fight, my sister's an attorney, and she was like, you can't get into an argument, you can't fight people, you're a public figure. I was like, I'm only a public figure if you yell out that I'm a public figure, otherwise no one knows who I am. I'm a public figure, like Arba said, I was the first Indian to ever write for SNL, and definitely the last. Too Indian in that place. Like, people do Taco Tuesdays, I do Tandoori Thursdays in that establishment. Stink that establishment up. And I'm public because I just did stand up on television for the first time in July. And I've learned that don't read the YouTube comments anytime you do something because people are mean. The main comments were twofold. One was about this voice, because I guess Indians aren't supposed to sound like LeBron James. And the second thing was a joke. And this is why I think like this is cool to talk to y'all, because at some point you're gonna have to learn to take jokes. And I think I love jokes. And this guy wrote underneath the YouTube comments, this guy is going places. And then 7 minutes later, underneath that comment, someone wrote Guantanamo, which, that's a good joke. Don't be saying, that's so funny. It was impeccable timing. The word choice was perfect. It was such a good joke. It made me think this guy had two separate YouTube accounts and was just like, oh, I'm gonna set myself up for a one time. That shit hurt my feelings, but in the best way possible. Lisa, what year are you? You're a freshman. Oh, shit. Where are you in high school? In New York? I was just asking. What's that? Portledge? Is that like a rich lady school? Okay, I feel like you're uncomfortable. No one's looking at you, they're all looking at me, hoping this goes well. All right. Keep it up for Lisa and that fashion choice. You came from the library? On a Friday? You're working. Good for you. What do you hope to do? You want to be a doctor or a psychiatrist? You want to do Doctors Without Borders? Oh shit. You're a future hero. Good for you. Yeah, I'm the number one Google result if you Google Nimesh Patel. I only found this out when my mom Googled me, and then she called me and she said, Nimesh, you're the number one Google result if you Google Nimesh Patel. I said, you goddamn right. And then she said, every other Nimesh Patel is a doctor. Where'd I go wrong? And then she hung up the phone. That's where I'm at in my life. It's weird. I'm 32, it's the oldest I've ever been. And when you get this age, you appreciate your parents differently. Like when you're a freshman in college, you appreciate them because they pay for school and give you like a room to explore yourself. But when you're 32, I don't need my parents anymore, and I've come to realize that my parents are jerks. You gotta appreciate them as human beings, because they're just you, but older. Like my mom is more sarcastic than I'll ever be. I go to Jersey, I live in Brooklyn, but I go to Jersey from time to time. My mom will pick me up from the bus stop, but she'll never go straight home. There's always like 40 errands between me and the food that's waiting for me. And I went home for Thanksgiving. My mom picks me up from the bus stop, and she says, Nimesh, I have to go to the bank. It's gonna be 2 minutes. I I said, this horse shit again, I'll just go go to the bank. I'm sitting in the car for 20 minutes. I call my mom. I said, Mom, I hope this is a hostage situation. Because otherwise you're wasting my time. She said, Nimesh, how old are you? I said, 32. She said, that's me, my years, you wasted. And she hung up again. That's a good burn. My parents did divorce, but my mom remarried to a Patel, which she was a Brahmin. I don't know if you know about the caste system, but Brahmins are like the best. And then Patels are like the merchant class, business people. And I didn't know how gangster business dad I had until I got him a gym membership for my birthday, for his birthday. And I took him to the gym and I discovered he's the kind of guy that will follow around someone who's hired a personal trainer and then just do those exercises. If that's not a hustler, what you call that? That's the dopest dude ever. When's your birthday, Lisa? October 19th, happy very belated. I just turned 32. It's weird. I got the, what's the greatest gift you ever received? It's tough. Your favorite pair of sneakers? Oh. Who's your friend that you're trying to pass this book on? Sophia? Sophia and Hannah, don't worry, I won't talk to y'all. This is still on Lisa. I got the greatest gift I've ever received. My sister got me it. She got me a year subscription to toilet paper from Amazon.com. At the end of every month, I get a 12-pack of Charmin delivered to my apartment. Some of you thinking, Nimesh, that's a lot of toilet paper. Not if you want to clean asses, not. I be taking shits I don't need to take. Go to the bathroom, is that a fart? Who cares? Take a shit, dude. You got toilet paper for days. And sneakers seem like a really thoughtful gift. That seems nice. I used to get thoughtful gifts all the time. Sneakers, t-shirts. I don't think about those people at all. Every time I wipe my ass, I'm like, I'll love my sister. Man. She don't like that joke either. New York, though. You were born and raised in New York? Oh, shit. You owe money. Good for you. You take Ubers a lot? Is that you? Uh-oh. What triggered that? Oh, thank you. You laugh real easy. I take the, my method of transportation is a train. People shit on the train all the time, like literally and figuratively, but it's very strange. The train is a bad method of transportation. The trains are so bad in New York that Miranda from Sex and the City was almost governor. Do you understand? And her platform was, the train's gotta be fixed and weed has to be legal. It's like the same platform my drug dealer had. But the train is my, quite frankly, best method of transportation, my favorite, because you learn shit on the train. You see people on the train you've never seen anywhere else. Like on the train the other day, I saw an old black man reading an iTunes user agreement. Like a printed copy. Just flipping through them. And I was like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, you never know what the white man is up to. I was like, you got it. Can anyone challenge that statement? Has anyone read the iTunes user agreement? For all we know, that shit might say the South shall rise again. He's just like, nah, on my watch, it's not. It's a train, man. Favorite place. I live in a very weird part of Brooklyn. I live in like a pocketed gay area of Brooklyn. And it's very strange because I have my own personal queer eye. Every time I leave my apartment, this guy named Febreze, I named him Febreze because he wears like these like fishnet shirts, like the shirts with the holes in them, which I guess are practical if like someone throws salmon at you, you could catch it. But he makes fun of me every time I leave my apartment. He's like, your socks don't match your outfit. I was like, I didn't know I had to do that Febreze, my bad, dude. But I try to learn things from people all the time. And this is like, it took me a while, but I learned from Febreze. It's a gay black dude. I was like, what can I learn from Febreze? I was like, oh, this is how I figured out that being gay can't be a choice. Because no one would choose to be gay if they're already black. I'm not wrong. No one's doubling down on hardship. No black dude ever wakes up, looks in the mirror, and thinks, you know what, this black shit, too easy. I'm gonna put on a Madonna halter top and some Jordans and make some Indian dudes real uncomfortable. That's never happened before. You guys get tense on the weirdest things. That's a strong joke. I know it very much. And y'all better get on board, because the rest of this is pretty intense. And I already got paid, so this don't really matter. The only person that chooses whether or not to be gay on a daily basis is Mike Pence, right? That's the only dude that chooses. Look, he's vice president, but his vice is dick. We can all agree. I'm getting a real Republican vibe in this room. We all know that no one hates homosexuals that much if they themselves are not a homosexual, right? We understand, okay. Right? Interesting. You guys are a crowd that I thought you would be. Which is good, I mean, not for everybody, I understand that, but you guys are sticking around, that's pretty cool. Well, buckle up, because it's about to get strange. You know what I saw today, Lisa? Well, not today, last night. I determined last night that I'm racist towards Indian people. Because I got into a black Toyota Camry. Because I was drunk, I was being driven by an Indian dude. I got in, I was like, hey man, I need to go to Brooklyn. And he's like, who the hell are you? I was like, you're not my Uber? He's like, nope. I was like, my bad, dude. Indian dude should not be driving black Toyota Camrys at 3 o'clock in the morning. But then he drove me home. That shit was dope. Brotherhood, man. Stick together. It's weird. I was just in LA. Wait, anyone here from LA? Oh shit, a lot of out-of-staters. LA is a weird city. It's very hypocritical. It's the kind of place where homeless people might also be vegetarian. You know what I mean? It's also the kind of place where they say they want diversity, but then they'll hire Scarlett Johansson to play a Japanese woman, which makes no sense to me. I went because apparently Hollywood has a diversity problem, and I'm trying to ride that white guilt to the top. I need. You gotta do it one way or the other, baby. It's weird. It's weird. It's such a strange thing. They're calling this, there's like this brown wave happening in Hollywood. That's what they're calling it. Which is such a weird thing to call something so cool. Brown wave. Sounds disgusting. But, you know, it's because of that movie, Crazy Rich Asians, which honestly was fine. It was basically a Bollywood movie, but without any music. That's what it was. It was a fine movie. It was okay. My friends are in it. I was like, oh, this is dope. I'll watch it for them. But I didn't like the reaction to it. Because every article, every blog post, because the movie did like crazy numbers. Everyone was like, oh my God, can you believe it? Asians like movies? It's like, yeah, I don't know where the fuck you've been. We love movies. I was at the Oscars 3 years ago when there was that controversy that there were no black nominees. There were no Indian nominees. We didn't get a hashtag. I mean, I'm looking forward to movies for us, like 12 years of med student, or 18 years of liquor store cashier. That's a real struggle. I can't wait. My dad had a liquor store growing up in Jersey, obviously, and such a weird, we're not all kids of doctors, you know? Some of us are just average middle class Indian people. It's such a weird thing to grow up. My dad had a liquor store. My dad landed in Newark, New Jersey when he immigrated. And back in 1979, they called Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. Because if you looked at someone wrong, they'd hit you with a brick. That's why they called it Brick City. You're from Newark? It's an interesting place. You live in Newark? Oh, shit. You got a brick on you? My dad had a liquor store he achieved the American dream of landing in Newark and then working for minimum wage for 20 years. And then he had a liquor store in Irvington, New Jersey. You know where that is? The hood. What, Afghanistan? Yeah, it's the hood. It's mad hood. It's like, so hood, there's two gangs there. There's on the one side of the town, there's a blood gang, and the other side of town is the Crip gang. And the only thing they had in common was that they both tried to rob my father. Where in Newark do you live? North Newark. You go to school here?
Yeah.
Dope. What do you study?
Creative writing.
How's that going? You just decided you're junior or something? You're a sophomore. What do you want to do? Well, obviously. But what? What kind of creative stuff do you do? You want to work on cartoons, animation. What's your favorite cartoon right now? What is it? Steven Universe. Eight people know it. I don't know what. I don't know it. What's it on? It's on Cartoon Network. Oh yeah, I don't watch TV. I watch Netflix and Hulu, which is, I guess, television, but just not television. What's your name? Jalen. What's your ethnicity? Hispanic and black, living in Newark. Got it. I got no jokes about Hispanic black people. Even if I did, I wouldn't tell them here. I feel like you're all blogging right now. But yeah, so you know Irvington. How do you know it? One of your best friends lives in Irvington. You gotta tell him to get the fuck out of there. That shit is intense. It's one of the most dangerous, but it's not Irvington dangerous. Irvington dangerous, you can't wear colors there. You gotta wear green. You can't wear blue or red. But maybe it's changed now. I haven't been back in 10 years, but it's the same. It's a very strange place. My dad had a store there, and this is how, like, people always ask, like, why I talk black. Because I guess I have, like, an ebonic twang from time to time. But I think it's because my dad worked there since he was 17. He would come home with, like, black culture all the time. He came up with, like, he would get shot at, then he'd bring home, like, DMX CDs. And I'm like, oh, they're coming from my pops. Like, that's how I related to music. It's weird. What do your parents do? Your mom works at City Hall, and you don't live with your dad. You don't get along with him? Okay, what does he do? So you don't know him at all? You don't give a shit. Are you uncomfortable? No. I could make this worse. I won't. You seem like a nice person. Are you?
Thank you so much for being here.
Already?
Yes.
Why?
Thank you so much.
Whoa. I have 30 minutes left.
Yeah, there's a change of program.
Why?
Because we have like some AAA remarks that we need to make.
But some people are enjoying this, I think. Oh, this is gonna be real uncomfortable for y'all. All right, well look, I mean, I've been booed before, but this is strange. Let's do a vote.
Actually, we have a change of program. I'm sorry, the tech has to leave for an event.
The tech has to leave?
Yeah.
They better be leaving.
No, they have a dance marathon tomorrow.
They have a, so why did this come up now?
Because they have to leave earlier than expected.
Is it because I'm talking about uncomfortable stuff?
I think you can be respectful while being uncomfortable. Like, I think there's a distinction between being uncomfortable and being disrespectful, isn't
it? I think I'm being respectful.
I just don't think you're entitled to certain jokes you're making. And I don't Why? Think it's appropriate. I just don't think it's
But like appropriate. What?
I think the comments that you were making about being gay and black was very disrespectful to the...
That got that from a gay black dude. He gave me that joke. I remember exactly when it happened. It was 2011 in stand-up New York. There was a guy in the corner was like, I was talking about being gay and black, and he gave it to me. This is strange. Let him stay. No, look, like I said, I already got paid, so I'm good.
If you have any closing remarks.
Closing remarks? We got this on camera? let me hold on. Closing remarks. Look, it's a strange time to be an Asian person in this country. I'll give you that much. Because it feels like there's a lot of racial tension. And at any moment, black and white people are gonna go to war. And Indians are gonna have to choose. And Asians are gonna have to choose. But I don't think this, I don't know if it's overtly political correctness, but you can't insulate yourself from how the real world is. And this, I'm quite confident that none of this is disrespectful. I'm a generation older than y'all. I know what comedy is. I know what disrespect is. I've been through a lot. So I'm offended, but I'll take it in stride, which I think everyone should do. Like, there's a way to change things, and by marching on stage and being like, you gotta get the fuck off stage, that's quite disrespectful. I'm gonna leave because it's your stage. But know that you are incorrect in this.
To you.
Jesus.
Cut the mic. Have a good night, Elias. Thank you. Take care, guys. Bye.
Next. Okay. We just want to say, while we're proud to have the first Indian American writer on SNL here, we do not condone certain messages he's sending. And it's a pity that it has to end this way, but the show is not ending because we have some final remarks.